Annie, here we are all ready to take you down to Pine Ridge for another visit with Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Horlicks, the original malted milk. First, here's a special message for all the youngsters who listen to Lum and Abner. How many of you youngsters drink Horlicks malted milk? Quite a lot, I'll bet. It sure is a grand summer drink. If your mother doesn't have Horlicks in the house, here's what to do to get her to buy some. Just tell her that Horlicks malted milk is as fine a drink for children as she can possibly find. That it will make you big and strong and healthy, just like thousands of other youngsters who drink their Horlicks every day. And if that doesn't convince her, tell her that Horlicks malted milk is a mighty nourishing drink and so much easier for you to digest. Just tell her that, and I'm willing to bet that she'll get you a package right away. She can get it at her druggist, you know, in either natural or chocolate flavor, whichever you prefer. And now, let's see what's happening down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum and Abner's picture show is progressing nicely. They have a crew of men remodeling the old cotton warehouse into an up-to-date theater. And last night, they made a trip into the county seat and purchased a second-hand projector with which to show their films. As we look in on our old friends today, we find them down at the Jot 'em Down store making plans for the opening. Listen.
Well, that gets everything but the pine now.
Yeah. I wish we could get along without that thing, Lum. That's going to run into money.
Well, I ain't going to buy one, Abner. I'm going to rent that player pioneer from Grandpappy Speeder if I can.
Yeah, but I'm just afraid you're going to run into trouble, Adam. He's awful close to taters, aren't he?
Yeah, but I've got a way studied up to handle him all right. Can I get through talking to him, you'd be wanting to let us use it for nothing.
Yeah. Well, he's back there in the feed room now if you want to talk to him about it.
Yeah, call him up here. Now, just let me do the talking. Grandpa's pretty hard to deal with, you know. Got to handle him just so.
Yeah, if he knowed how bad we wanted it, why, he'd ask us three or four prices first.
Well, you got to use psychology on him.
Got to use what?
Nothing. I'll use it. You just get him up here.
Hey, Grandpa, come on up to the front of the store here. Me and Lum wants to see you about...
Don't tell him what you want with him.
Something.
Just let me handle it now.
Oh, I ain't going to say nothing.
Are you hollering at me, Abner?
Yeah, come on up here a minute.
Yeah, I want to have a little talk with you, Grandpa. Sit down.
Yeah, Lum's going to use some psychology, don't
you? Just hush up, Abner.
What's the matter? Ain't my work been satisfactory?
No.
Your work has been fine, Grandpa. You're by far the best clerk we've ever had in the store here. And I was just thinking, what a shame it is. Here you are, getting along in years and still working for wages.
You don't expect me to work for nothing, did you?
No, but I mean, you're just living from day to day, you might say. You ought to have a regular income, something you could depend on in case you're laid up to where you couldn't work.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Nice something to have, all right.
You just had something you could rent to somebody. So no matter where you worked or not, you'd still have money coming in all the time.
Yeah, but I ain't got nothing nobody'd want to rent. Only thing I've got is my house. If I rented that, I wouldn't have no place to live myself.
Well, let's see. You ought to have something over there you could rent. Let's see. What have you got somebody might have some use for? Let's think.
Well, don't you know Lana cut fair fine if he's got a wife?
Abner, will you please have? Yeah, Granny, that's right. I hadn't thought about that. Glad you brung that up.
What was that, Lum?
Why, Abner here just now suggested you got a player pioneer over there you might could rent.
Yeah, I got one over there, but I don't know who in the world would want to rent it.
Well, now, there ought to be somebody around here that has some use to that. Let me study. I'd love to help you if I can, Grandpa.
I know somebody, Lum.
Will you stay out of this, Abner?
All right, but I can save you all that thinking if you just let
me. Wait a minute. I believe I'm getting out of it.
Yeah.
Granny, Abner, we ought to have some music of some kind down at the picture show of ours.
Well, I'll be dead blame, Lum. You're the forgetfulest fella I ever seen in my life.
Yeah, I'm glad I thought of that. Yeah, me and Abner might find some use for that piney down at the show, Grandpa. We've got to have some music of some kind down there.
Yeah.
Of course, we couldn't pay much for that, but could it help you any out? Why, we'd be glad to rent it off of you. Wouldn't we, Abner?
Yeah, reckon so. I don't know what to say now. You got me so mixed up.
Mixed up?
Why, yes. Me and you sat here and talked about the same thing not 10 minutes ago, Lum, and now you don't appear to recollect a thing about it.
How much would you, how little would you want to rent that for a grand bath?
Oh, I don't know, Lum. I never had thought nothing about renting it.
I'll think about it.
Don't know what it's worth, hardly. Who are you aiming on getting to play it?
Well, I was talking some to Evelina about getting her to play it first. Her school's about out, and if she could find something like that to do, she could stay here all summer instead of going back over to Belleville with her folks.
Well, Lum, I was thinking on getting Pearl to play it.
Well, I don't believe I'd want to let it out that way unless I'd done the playing of it myself. See, if a body's got to play one of them player pianos, it's sore, it don't sound right.
Well, I thought all you had to do was just put a roll of music on there and pump them pedals up and down, it played itself.
That's just what I like, you say, Abner. Every fellow who don't know nothing about music would say the same thing. If you know the hours that I'll put in practicing on that thing.
Practicing?
Well, sure.
To play a player finder?
Oh, sure. They're as hard to play right as the other thing is.
Oh,
there's buttons around on it. You've got to know just when to press them. All right. You've got to know when to play it soft, when to play it loud. Got to put feeling in the music.
Yeah.
Dang, I never had thought about that.
Oh, me neither.
Anybody's got to have strength to pedal clean through one of them rolls, too. Like Charity now, she always gives out. She's a playing long to last. She gets so slow, the music sort of drags, sort of. She ain't got no talent for it, looks like.
No.
Granny, I believe Grandpap, she's right about that, Emma. We want that music to sound right.
Yeah, sure, yeah. Never know there was so much to it.
Well, supposing we rented you and the Pioneer both, rented the Pioneer and hired you to play it. How much would you have for that?
Well, that's how many nights a week?
6 nights a week, Monday to Saturday.
On Sunday off.
Well, that'd keep me up past my bedtime, wouldn't it?
Hey, I'd be about 9:30 before you get out of there.
Yeah, but you'd get to see the show free. See, we wouldn't charge you nothing to see the picture. There's 25 cents a night you'd make right there.
I know it. That ain't bad wages itself, you know what?
Amounts to $1.50 a week.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do, man. I'll furnish the piano and do the playing for $4 a week.
$4?
Well, $3 then.
Yeah.
Wait just a minute. Let me and Abner have a little meeting about that. Come here, Abner.
He's a little high, ain't he,
Ryan? Yeah, but recollect, it's the only player pioneer in town that I know of. And that's a heap cheaper than buying one.
Yeah, I reckon so.
Well, I guess we'll take you up on it, Grandpap.
Just thinking, too, Rum. I'm going to have to bring Charity along with me every night. Couldn't leave her there at home by herself.
You mean that you want us to pass her in free, too?
And that's the only way I can get out of a night.
Well, all right, we'll pass your woman in free, too.
Now then, what's worrying me is how we're going to get down there of a night.
How you going to get down there? Well, I just walk down there like everybody else is going to.
Well, I don't know, Abner. After dark that way, me or Charity neither one can't have seat to get around. I just thinking, might you get that nephew of mine to drive us over in his car?
Why, yeah, sure. Well, that's just the thing to do. Just get Luke to drive you over of a night.
Yeah. Well, that straightens that situation out. Well, Piney, do you all settle in?
Yeah, of course, we couldn't expect Luke to sit out there in the car and wait for me every night till the show was over.
You mean that you want to pass for Luke, too?
Well, it just looks like there ain't no way out of it, Emma.
Oh, me.
All right, then Luke gets in for nothing now.
Yeah, if he can do it.
If he can do it, what do you mean, if he can do it?
Well, I don't know where Luke's going to be able to get out of a night without bringing his family along or not. See, that woman of his won't hardly let him out of his sight.
Well, now, Grandpa, if you're hinting for a pass for Luke and his woman and all nine of them young'uns, well, there ain't a thing of doing, I'll tell you that right now.
Well, just suit yourself about that, Annie.
Well, that just sounds in too far.
I was just trying to help you fellas out. It don't matter none to me. I can play it over at the house.
Well, just play it over at the house, then. We ain't gonna let the whole town of Pine Ridge in free just to get you down there tonight.
Well, now, wait a minute. Excuse us a minute, Grandpa. Come here, Abner.
Well, he's just trying to get all his relays in for nothing. That's all he's doing now. That's what he's doing.
Yeah, looks like he's got us.
Well, that's all he knows that we want it, the old skin thing. I hate him to pieces.
Well, wait a minute. We better close a deal with him before he thinks about that second cousin of his that lives over there on Brush Creek and his family.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about them. Well, it just looks like that we're going to have to bazaar the first two rolls down there every night for the final player.
Well, that's a heap cheaper than buying one.
Yeah. Well, all right. Just do what you like about it. I don't care.
Yeah. Wish we could get him down a little bit, though.
Well, I know it. He just got his head said. He knows that we want it. He knows that's the only one in town. That's the way that old man deals with him.
I'll be quiet, easily.
I wish he'd hear me. I can't stand him at all.
Well, Grandpap, me and Abner talked it over, and we'll take it. You're hard. I still think, though, you're a little high on your prices.
Well, I know Dad blame well here. I don't think nothing about it.
Well, Rami, like you said a while ago, I never had thought about it just that way, but man get up my age working for wages, just living from day to day, you might say. He ought to have a regular income, something he can depend on in case he's laid up to where he couldn't work.
Yeah, now there's that bad blame psychology you was talking about, Long.
If Rum makes many more deals like this, they won't have seats for the cash customers. Just a minute, folks, before we close. I've brought along tonight a letter I think you should all hear. It's from Mr. J.B. Googe of Kingsport, Tennessee. He writes,
I thought that you'd all like to know just what I think about your Horlicks malted milk tablets. I'm a fireman, and I'm exposed to an excessive amount of heat. I don't need to tell you that when a man is exposed to heat, he's apt to become tired and fatigued. That's what I like about Horlicks tablets. One tablet every so often braces you up and makes you feel keen and refreshed. I always carry a flask along wherever I go.
Well, thank you, Mr. Googe. Your letter, I think, speaks for itself. It's typical of many that we receive about Horlicks tablets from folks in all parts of the country for all kinds of needs. You can get Horlicks tablets, you know, in two flavors, both natural and chocolate, from your druggist. This is Carlton Bricker, speaking for Lum and Abner and Horlicks, who now bid you all good night and good health.